welcome to episode 104 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we spun for category L, and we got La Storia della Arcana Famiglia, I think.
That's right. Murdered that. I like it's funny that we don't know the alphabet. We really don't. We always struggle with what letter we're on, what we're comparing it to do. Never get the alphabet right. Anyway, the name is ridiculous.
It's outrageously stupid.
Yeah, I think it's Italian, though. I think we
ended it is. You know what's really funny? And we're going to get into the ridiculousness of the choice of setting and all that in a bit. But it's very Italian. And when I was watching it on my phone and casting it to the TV, my phone kept wanting to translate like from Italian to English. It kept popping up. Even when it's just playing the video, it's like, translate Italian and English? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. Leave it be.
Well, we're like, it's obvious it's Italian now, but when we first read
it... Yeah, we weren't quite sure. It was weird. It could have been Spanish.
You thought it was Spanish. I thought it was...
Hola.
I thought it was French.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
All right, so it's a Japanese visual novel series by Who Next? No idea who that is. And Comfort, probably Studios. I don't know. The first game, which was the first iteration of it, released October 27, 2011. Then the manga came out in December of the same year. The anime came out the next year, sometime in 2012. No idea who made it. It was a lot of reading. And I'm good.
Apparently there's a spin-off cooking game.
Yeah, there's a couple games. The anime. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know who would enjoy it so much to... be purchasing this many forms of media for it.
True. I mean, we're going to disagree on this, but I think this is the worst anime I've ever seen.
You know, I guess it depends on the way you're judging it. It's objectively bad. Don't watch it. Everything about it's bad in one way or another. No matter, like, art's not that great. It's okay, I guess. Voice acting's bad.
I mean, it's...
Dialogue's bad.
It's a bad anime, no doubt about it. But... when it was all said and done, when it was over, we ended up in the same place. Oh,
I was going to say that. That was something that kind of infuriated me. So episode 1 and episode 12 is essentially the same episode where nothing had moved forward in the story at all.
No. And we ended up in the same spot we were at the beginning of the first episode. This anime is completely pointless. They wasted our time for 12 episodes because there is no progression at all. It was a fucking waste of time.
It was.
It is the worst anime I've ever seen. And I'm saying that even worse than Restaurant from Another World, 801TTA or S-Rats, Koikaze.
I don't know about that.
Unbreakable Machine Doll. It's the worst anime. It was a waste of my life.
It was. It was very pointless. Sorry for the yawning. And so we start off, there's this family of people.
It's a mafia.
It's a mafia. But... they're the good mafia that's there to protect people, and that's all you ever see them do, really.
This is a romanticized version of a mafia that people, like, someone who wants to, like, defend the mafia would tell.
Yes, but the only thing is, you literally don't see them making money or doing anything illegal or any, even if it was illegal, there's nothing happening. It's just them defending people.
Right, but you would know it has to be because they're isolated on this island. They pretty much have all these people hostage here.
Maybe it was off screen and they didn't show it to us, but maybe they're getting a small tax from everybody.
Well, they're running a casino.
Oh, right. Oh, they are. So that's where they're making money. I'm sorry. I remember seeing the one guy with the eye patch dealing.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe that was just his job. I didn't know if that was like everyone owned, but I guess it was.
That was like his. Each one of the guys has a specific job, and that's his. And there's 12 of these guys, and plus the head of the family. I'm not calling them what they're calling them.
Papa, mama. They use a couple Italian words translated into English over and over and over and over again. Now, obviously, papa and mama isn't just a Italian thing.
Right.
Spanish people use it. Right. Even American English people use it. But the way they're doing it, with the accent they're doing, it's just fucking god-awful to hear. It's grating on the ears to hear it over and over and over again.
Yes. And you said it's a visual novel. It is a reverse harem.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because there's one girl that's a focus.
The premise, right?
Yeah, go with the premise.
So there's this mafia family, and they all wear suits for some fucking reason. And the head of the family, Papa, says in the first episode that he wants to retire, essentially, and there's going to be a duello essentially a tournament where they all fight to win, and the winner gets a chance to fight him. If they beat him, they become the new Papa. They get a wish of whatever he can grant. They get it, and they get to marry his daughter, Felicita.
Yeah, which is strange.
Felicity.
Which is strange because she's in it. First of all,
yeah, she enters in it herself,
and
I called it episode one. I called what was going to happen. I don't know if I said it to you, but I called it in my head. So she's in it. She's fighting.
But not only
she can marry herself. Who knows?
Not only is she in it, but the mama's in it too.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to be her mom. I thought that was going to be like just some lady.
Yeah, no, that's her mom.
It's weird.
It is because she doesn't look anything like her.
And it's like they never have a mother daughter moment, really.
No.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah,
poorly done all around.
Well, they don't have a daughter-father moment either.
They just
tell you that these are their parents, and then the parents kind of disappear. I mean, the mother is more of a mother to the other characters.
Yes.
One of them happens to be her nephew, and that's a whole other story. But
So about them not being good parents, and they're terrible at it. There's no dialogue or connection to their daughter at all. But towards the end of the show, Papa's like, I have the best family. I have the best daughter. And he's like so excited that he has this family and everything. It's like, you're a piece of shit, bud. Like, what are you talking about?
What's even worse, though, is in the premise, you said, we're going to do this tournament. And then for 11 episodes, they don't have this f***ing tournament.
Oh, my God. I know.
They spin their wheels for 11 f***ing episodes and nothing happens.
I honestly thought on the 11th episode before I clicked on the 12th episode that maybe they were planning a second season and they were just gonna have the tournament.
Yeah, me too.
No, they had the entire tournament in like 15-20 minutes less.
Right.
No,
f*** you.
It's such bullshit.
If you put tournaments in, people love tournaments.
Oh,
you
just terrible.
If you're gonna base your show around a tournament, you don't spend 11 episodes doing other things. No, you waste those 11 episodes doing the
They did nothing in those 11 episodes.
I know. The second episode was about a cat.
Just following this cat.
It was so bad.
Oh, man. And during the tournament, there was only 1.5 good fights. The blonde kid and the samurai sword kid. Whatever. It was a shitty fight, but it was the best fight that they showed. And then half the fight between Felicity and her papa was okay, I guess.
Well,
everything else was just bang, bang, over, bang, bang, over.
They gave it, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
For anything, and the worst part is, all of it was predictable.
Oh, everything was predictable.
Everything.
I predicted what was going to happen at the end in the very beginning.
And it wasn't even, like, a standard tournament or anything. Like, the girl fought, like, 3 fights in a row.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else got 1 or 2 fights.
Yeah, it's like they just decided to throw people in.
And there's 12 main people in this mafia family, but there's at least 100 of them.
Right.
You see no-name characters left and right all the time.
Right, and the no-name characters are really no-name characters. It's not like, they're literally there for that, to get beat up and then
that's
go.
That's it.
They're not in, like, the backgrounds or anything.
You clearly know who's the main character in this.
Right.
I mean, that's a common thing in anime. It's kind of a meme. Like, the main character has really done up hair, and you know, the art style for him is really cool, and everyone else is just kind of shadows.
I mean, they did focus on, I'll give them that, they gave you 3 main characters and not just, you know, two with a love interest in it. It was
it's
a reverse love triangle, but not really.
Yeah, because like the blonde likes her. The blue-haired, he's blue-haired, right?
Yeah, he kind of likes her. He kind of likes her, too. And she likes them both.
And she can't decide. That's a f***ing crucial thing for, like, 2 episodes.
Oh, get into the stupid cards and the magic.
Oh, no. So, each one of the family members?
Well, not each one, but...
Is it because, like, they said later on, the only reason why some of them were able to join was because they were able to control their arcana powers.
Yeah,
so, is that all of them?
All the people with names have cards. But the rest of them don't they
that confirmed?
Yeah, because they said the whole ending of the story was that they have to get everyone to,
yeah, because Papa has all of them inside of him.
Yeah, he needs to bind people to the cards. Right. But if they all 100 mafiosos have a card, all those cards will be done. So yeah, no, it's just
so we don't know until much later on. But one of them, Jolie, although it's written as Jolly.
I don't know.
His name's Jolie.
I don't know which one that is.
He's the one with the shades. He's the Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho. He's the voice actor for him. And it sounds strikingly similar. Like, sometimes you know, they're such good voice actors that you can't tell. You can tell.
That's the other thing about this show. There's no antagonists.
Oh, yeah. Right?
No.
It's just them fighting each other for the most part.
But, they try to portray this Jolie character as antagonist.
As a bad guy.
Yeah, as a bad guy. Yeah. And he's not. He's not. There is no bad guy in the show.
He's just doing his job.
There's...
Anyway, so Jolie is essentially a... scientist. He does alchemy, whatever. And I don't know how he... Did he create the Arcana powers? I know he fuses them to people, and he figured out how to do that. But no. I don't even know how the Arcana powers came about.
In the flashback, the dad... They were getting invaded... The island was getting invaded, and they were losing. But the dad had the cards, so he made a deal with the cards and the world card, and the cards talked to him. And
that's stupid.
It's all stupid.
So Jolie experimented on two or three of the guys. I forget. One of them has an eye patch. He's one of the guys he experimented on. And he eventually figured out how to start binding the cards to people.
But only three of them could... succeeded in doing
it. That survived his test until he figured it out. Then he can do it to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, there's some dark themes in the show, but there is no tension.
Yeah, each one has a different card, each card has a different power, and furthermore, some of these powers are f***ing stupid. Like, the blonde-haired kid, he uses his power, he, splinters this giant mass for a ship, and then later on, he uses it like a force power to suck his sword back into his hand that's over yonder. And he does it, he does a third different thing. I forget what it was though. But what's his power? Apparently does three different things. Whereas everyone else's power does one thing.
Well, no, his powers is how they explain it. I think it was they explained it probability. But what it is when he says something, it happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I didn't catch that.
Yeah, so when he says, he told the mask to shatter.
Sword come here.
Yeah, sword came. Okay, shatter. Okay.
Well, the one guy, the blue-haired one that's competing for her love, it makes people fall asleep, right?
Yeah.
What does he do anything else with that?
Well, no.
I don't remember him doing anything else with it until the final fight, and he uses it, and he, powers up with it and swings his sword, and now he's got a strong sword.
They copped out with his power because he's supposed to be the death card. Instead of killing people with his power,
he puts them to sleep.
It's like there's dark themes in the show, but the show's too much of a coward to go any
measures.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. It is terrible. This is the worst anime I've ever seen.
Up until episode 11, it's a bunch of short episodes that don't really have anything to do with each other. There might be one episode where or two episodes where it's one story for it, but for the most part, it's episodic. Yeah,
this anime is making just talking about it's making me mad. Honestly,
What happened with the Elmo character that was?
He disappeared. Homunculus. He disappeared.
So Jolie made a homunculus, and he's sitting in a tube of Jello or whatever.
Yeah, and he starts letting them out, letting them play after hiding them and stuff like that. And in one episode, he's explaining it to all the people, and then he has no point. There's no story arc. He is absolutely superfluous, and there's no point for any of this.
Yeah, it all sucks. It's like they wanted to start writing a storyline for that, and then 90% of the way through, we're done.
I think they had a shitty visual novel game, and alright, we gotta make a manga out of this, and then they just threw something together. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. And I guess there was just enough popularity to make an anime and a second game. I don't understand who would want to watch this.
The same people who watch Koi Kaze.
I guess. Although, very different animes, but I guess.
You know, there's a target audience for this kind of crap.
Yeah, it's...
Honestly, this is probably...
It's worse than background noise.
This is probably targeted towards young girls, because...
It's a reverse harem, but still, there's better reverse harems. We've reviewed better reverse harems. This is just a bad one, objectively, in every aspect.
I guess Katamari Princess was a reverse harem.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was better.
All right, so is there anything else you want to add?
It's just bad. I don't want to give it any more spotlight than I have to, honestly. All right. Don't want to go into it, honestly. I really didn't like it. I hated it so much.
So what else was for L?
Land of the Illustrious.
Oh, that's probably number one.
Yeah, Levius.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I don't remember the third one.
Get the book out.
God, it's a good thing I bring it every week now. I guess all this science is going to be cut out.
Yep.
Let's see.
Yes.
It's got to be the first L, too, because you can see it.
I think Land of the Illustrious might have been.
Oh, Little Busters.
Oh, right. So, for me, Land of the Illustrious. I didn't watch Little Busters, but...
I liked it.
Levius, Little Busters, then those.
Yeah, I actually switched Little Busters with Levius.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked Little Busters. Well, I didn't like the first season, but that second season that I watched was really good.
The erotic one? What was it called?
No, that was the third season.
That's a terrible name.
The second season where it was like a...
Oh, we didn't give a score.
Three. Oh, one.
One? Three at best.
No, that's a one.
Maybe a two.
One for me.
It's just bad all around.
I told you, this is the worst anime.
At least it was 12 episodes.
Nope, worst anime I've ever seen. Koikaze was 12 episodes.
No, it was not better.
But Koikaze was 12 episodes.
It wasn't better, though.
Yes, it was. It was better written and it had the story. And it,
nope.
Even though it was infuriated, it didn't waste my time. At least I got rage out of that one.
All right, guys. We're spinning for category M. Let's see what we get. There's a bunch of M.
There's too many in M.
There's a load out Gundams, too.
I can't even see.
Yeah, it's really small. Muntou, I think we might be getting. Muntou, or Munto, M-U-N-T-O. That's a weird, weird name.
I don't remember. I mean, I clicked on them all before I came.
All of them?
Well, over the course.
Oh, there's a second season to it, too. Oh, that looks great.
Oh, it's only one.
Fantasy Magic Romance.
It's an OVA single.
OVA English dubbed. You know what? There's a second season to it. Normally, I don't like doing straight OVAs for a review, but since there's a second season to it, we know there's more to it, so that's not a big deal. Maybe this is a movie, so we're going to get more than 20 minutes.
Well, let's click on it and see if it's a movie.
53 minutes, so yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. This is like a break and other break, essentially. Yes,
which I'm going to be kind of happy with. Let's get back.
Yeah, and read the tag.
So, fantasy romance. Fantasy romance magic is the genre. The art looks a little older, but maybe late 90s, probably early 2000s. Plot summary: Akudo, the main source of energy, is running low in the heavens. And that's weird. Why is there a comment? World of islands hidden beyond time, floating above ours. There's a lot of weird comments. Well, sense and structure is weird.
I think it's. The name of the islands is Heavens. Oh, the Heavens.
Okay. Has united against the magical kingdom, whom uses the most energy. To save both the magical kingdom and the heavens and restore the flow of Akudo, the magical kingdom Munto must follow a vision and find the girl Yumemi? Yumemi? Yeah, I guess. In the lower world. Yumemi herself is just a normal girl, except that she's the only one who can see the islands of the heavens floating above. When Muntou appears before her, she starts thinking about hers and others' responsibility to the world. I guess Muntou's this black-haired kid or the red-haired, probably the red-haired kid.
I don't know, but know what this feels like? The lower world of Plunderer. What's happening underneath?
Yeah, or Skyward Sword.
No,
I was thinking of that for some reason.
Well, no, what I mean is this is what's happening down below.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, next episode, Muntou.
Sure. Better than the last one.
Oh, yeah. See ya.
Bye.